The most important message that any person can hear, most important decision any person can ever make in their entire life is to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. I know people today that have died. If they had opportunity to come back from the grave, there was a man in the Word of God, a rich man that was in the Word of God. The Bible tells us that he lifted up his eyes and he saw Abraham and a beggar man that was in Abraham's bosom. And that man said, "Send Lazarus to my brothers and have him preach to my brothers and tell them not to come to this place where he was in torments." And if anybody could come back from the dead, they would tell people, receive Christ, trust Christ. Because the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess someday that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. So if there was a message that needs to be preached more than any other message that people need to hear more than anything else, it is that you can know that you've been accepted by God, forgiven by God, your sins have been forgiven, and you can know that you have eternal life.
To understand justification, if it means to declare righteous, that means, by implication, you're unrighteous. The Bible says in Isaiah 64 that our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. And so our own righteousness, by whatever work we could possibly concoct, is altogether unrighteous in God's sight. And so we stand guilty before God. We stand guilty before a holy God with no claim to our own righteousness.
Can a person who's been saved ever lose their salvation? That's the question.
You can't read how you are possessed by the Lord Jesus Christ. You belong to Him. He's passed you from death unto life and somehow come up with some idea that He'll pass you from life unto death.
And you're no longer His possession.